On FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Andy Richards.
New border security measures come into force today, giving authorities greater powers to arrest anyone caught trying to smuggle people into the UK. It comes after 18 migrants were rescued from a sinking inflatable just off the coast of Kent at the weekend. The Folkestone and Hythe MP Damien Collins says everything's possible is being done to stop similar crossings.
I think what we saw this weekend was something very dangerous, but we also saw the Coast Guard, the lifeguard services coming into operation, and the Border Force too, and the people that were on those boats have been detained.
However, Lucy Morton from the Immigration Services Union thinks we need extra resources too.
Powers are very much needed and very much welcome, but there are a very finite number of staff available to enforce them. It's a very large section of water, and it's quite difficult to get the small number of enforcement vessels that we have targeted in the right place.
KMFM News.
The chief executive of Kent's ambulance service, which delayed sending ambulances to patients, has left his job. A spokesman says Paul Sutton from the South East Coast Ambulance Service NHS Foundation Trust is pursuing other interests. A report in March found fundamental failings in a scheme the trust had tried out to help it meet response times. The length of the UK road network covered by permanent average speed cameras has more than doubled in the last 3 years. The RAC Foundation says 12 systems were set up over the last year alone. It's thought lower costs are making them more appealing to use. Elizabeth Box from the motoring organisation reckons people prefer them to traditional speed cameras, which can cause drivers to slow down and speed up.
The anecdotal evidence is that the public do prefer average speed cameras because they're over a longer period. Often there's some warning in advance that they will be about. I think people tend to feel that they are fairer.
KMFM News.
A woman in her 80s has died after being hit by a car in Northfleet. Emergency crews were called after it happened along London Road just before midday yesterday. The 27-year-old driver of the car has been arrested on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving and remains in custody. Police are examining CCTV after a motorcyclist died after crashing into a hairdresser's in Gillingham. It happened on Gillingham Road at about 5:30 yesterday morning. The man in his 50s was pronounced dead at the scene.
KMFM News.
It's claimed we could save around £60 a year on our energy bills if we vote to leave the EU in next month's referendum. Vote Leave says they'd scrap the 5% VAT charge, which has to be imposed under EU rules. But Energy Secretary and IN campaigner Amber Rudd thinks it's a false promise.
This is fantasy economics from the Leave campaign. The fact is that 9 out of 10 economists have told us that our economy would shrink if we left the EU. And if our economy shrinks, there's going to be less money. There's going to be cuts, there's going to be higher taxes. So once more, the Leave campaign are spending money they simply don't have.
8 people have been rescued after getting cut off by the tide in Kent. Coast Guards were called around 7 on Sunday night after reports they'd been cut off in a small bay near Botany Bay. Lifeboat crews swam ashore and helped the group to safety via a cliff path. There's delays to services on Southeastern between Maidstone and Strood after a landslip caused a tree to block the line. Engineers were called after it happened at Cuxton shortly before 10:30 this morning. Replacement buses have been arranged and it's not yet known when it will be reopened. And Gary Barlow surprised shoppers in Bristol by playing an impromptu set. The Take That singer wore a cardboard mask of his own face as he began playing a piano in the middle of the Cabot Circus shopping centre yesterday. It's not the first time the 45-year-old has pulled off this sort of stunt. He was in Maidstone earlier this month to perform at a mum's birthday.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
England manager Roy Hodgson had some big decisions to make ahead of naming his final squad of 23 for Euro 2016. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Joe.
Well, Hodgson needs to decide on his group for the tournament before midnight. Teenage striker Marcus Rashford could go after scoring during his debut on Friday. But Daniel Sturridge has only just returned to training following injury. England under-21 boss Gareth Southgate says the manager will be looking for the right balance.
The group need to be able to get on, but also to challenge each other. And it's one thing to have harmony, but also there's got to be an edge to what you're doing as well. And I'm sure that will be uppermost in his mind, as well as, you know, the fitness of players.
England England cricketer James Anderson has become the world's number one test bowler for the first time in his career. The country's all-time leading test wicket taker replaces his teammate Stuart Broad at the top of the International Cricket Council's latest rankings. Meantime, the start of play has been delayed on day three of Kent's county championship match against Leicestershire at Canterbury. When the match does begin, the Spitfires will resume on 117 for two in their first innings and trail by 224 runs.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.